as if it is just ¿cómo se llama esto? Text file. Aquí dice this one to print map of the piece, or we can write it by hand also. It's very easy. Check it out, this here. Ahora, then let's play with the video, number one.
Have you sent that to the chat room?
Yes.
Video number one.
Of course, this here, I can send it also again. This one, right, video.
Okay, now something came through.
Very good. Play that. B-flat.
B-flat.
Okay, wait a moment, let's put again example one. So okay. We have one, this is 10 beats last. So play from example one and then change to F7 after 10 beats.
Okay, I need to get those chords in front of me, so...
Okay, no problem. Just pick a piece of paper and then we write them. There are 11 chords first.
Okay, so
one,
we get...
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, okay. 11, 12, 13. 13 chords. Just pick a piece of paper. Then okay. We write F and then 10 below. Then okay. F7 and then 2 below. Then B flat and then 4 below, like this.
Okay, hang on. I can't
yes.
Think while you're talking. So I got so many windows open here, I can't... let's see, Skype.
It is frozen your image, Bruce, also.
Okay. Okay. So, F sharp.
No, there is no F sharp. That is a triangle.
Oh, it's F. And what is the up arrow?
That triangle there, or semi-triangle, because there are no triangles in this computer
okay.
thing. But the triangle means major 7.
Okay, so it's just F. 10 times,
okay.
And then it's F7, 2 times.
A ver, sería, that would be
and
F
then
major,
B flat,
B flat 4,
4 times.
Then we have G minor 4,
G minor 4,
then we have C7 4,
C 7th. Four times. Now the C7th is it a standard one like this?
Yes, that's right.
It's not the one down
all
here.
All the standard chords.
Okay. Well, you showed me one that was down here.
You can do either one.
Okay, well, okay.
C7, you can do the, any one you want.
Okay, for now, I'll just do that. Okay, then we have C7. Then we're back to F major.
Yes. Then we go to F major.
And four.
4 beats. B flat would be 6 beats.
Six. Wow.
Then we have the famous C over. The C over.
B flat.
Or B flat.
C over
for
B.
For 2 beats.
Flat. Two. Okay. And so.
And then we have A minor.
So is this the C over B flat? Is it on this fret here?
Yes, that's right. I cannot see you now, though.
You can't see me? You should.
The camera seems to.
I can see the little thumbnail of myself.
I see you spinning something. Look, this is what I see. Can you see me?
I can see you, yes.
Okay, this is what I see.
Okay, all right. Well, the camera's working because I can see myself.
Uh-huh. A ver, please call me back. Let's put down and call me.
Okay. So. Okay.
So then we have F major, F7, B flat, G minor.
Okay, now I lost. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so we have two of the C over B flat, and then we're to A minor. Which we have
yes,
six
A,
of.
A minor is 6 beats.
And then we have D7th.
D7, 2 beats.
Two. We have.
G minor, 4 beats.
G minor is 4. And then we have a.
G over A flat.
Over A flat. G minor over A flat. For 6. And G minor.
And then A7 flat 9.
Well, hold it. Let me review the G minor. Now that would be G minor like that.
How we play this without the finger 4? Remember?
Yeah. Like that.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have A7. A7. And that's for 4. That's, oh man, I'm not going to be able to keep track of all of that.
Now, the thing is this. No, look, first we start by the first 4. We have F7, B flat, and D minor.
Yeah, but I have 10 of F.
Yes, but the thing is the sequence, first we learn 4 chords. This is 1. Okay. Play those 4 one after the other. Yes. That's right, and G minor.
And G minor.
That is correct, Bruce. So now let's play those 4. Those 4 with the rhythm, with example 1.
I'm
the
sorry?
The first chord is F major, not F minor.
Okay.
moment. That's much more than 10 beats. I wanted to notice, as I am counting there, 2 times 4 and 1 times 2, because 4 plus 4 plus 2 are 10. So the chord, we will play it 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, which is up to the B flat. This is, that's fine, but we need to explain how we will practice this. So you see, I am counting it right there. So you just need to follow what I am doing.
Problem with C seventh, 1, 2, 3, 4, F, 1, 2, 3, 4, B flat for 6, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and then we go down to this guy.
Now, yes.
Is that right?
No, that is on the with bar 5.
Okay, like that. And A minor would be right there. So it's
correct.
And then the D seventh we use is that a D seventh?
That is the seven, yes.
Okay. And then G minor. And G minor. Okay, so but G minor and then G minor with A flat. And then A seventh. Oh, that's not seventh though. That's seventh. That's this one here. Is it not? Is that?
That's A seventh flat. That is correct.
Okay. So right. So that's.
All right, now. Let's try to get the sequence until the eighth chord at least.
Okay, hang on a second. So this is A seventh or A flat at ninth?
That is A seventh flat ninth.
A7 but flat 9.
But to simplify, we write it E7. Just put 7 flat 9. It's the same. Actually, this is the typical flamenco chord.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Now, let's try to go with the thing and then count it until any chord we can get.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130 I'm lost.
Okay, that was, but that was not bad. Okay. So then, therefore, let's pick from the example one again.
That takes us through the cycle.
Muy bien, muy bien. Ahora then, so that is what we will do to play over the chords. Let's do it one more time just to make sure that I think you got it how to do it. What I may want to make sure is that you, when you practice, you know how to go. So we write there the chords, then you see each one. We take first four, then other four, then other four. Then we put them together, and now we expand our vocabulary of chords. Once the left hand is right, then we will also play with the strummings like this,
okay,
which are simple strummings that I did also send you in the chat room and also in the as well as in the email.
Okay.
But first, don't bother for that because we need to get the left hand coordinated.
All right.
If we mix the job of this thing with the other hand, then that will be so much more difficult. So first we get this one, just changing the chords where it is. In the example one, I count all the beats from beginning to there, so there is no problem.
Okay, so I'll just work on example one then.
Just work on example one, that's right. And then learn the chords, and the next time we will also talk about the right hand.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
I send you an embrace, and I see you next time.
2 weeks. Thank you. Bye.
Un abrazo.